And now, live from New York City via Los Angeles, California, it's time for The View from Over Here with the man who has a view for all seasons, your host, Stan Weisleder.
One bar, two bars.
Okay, go. Take it from here, Stan.
Hey, I am tired. I am so tired now. Anyway, but that's another matter. We are broadcasting and podcasting and whatever kind of casting you want to call it from the downtown glamorous Burbank studio.
Introduce the show before the studios.
The name of the show is, as you know, The View from Over Here. Not there, but over here.
And we're broadcast on what?
MalcolmDigitalRadio.com.
I changed my name to Malcolm to make sure that it's Malcolm Digital Radio.
Yeah, I thought that's your name, Digital.
Right. That's Malcolm Digital.
Yes, good. Okay. Anyway, we have our guest today. We're starting with, and I'm going to take your suggestion because, hey, I'm old. I can't remember shit anymore. I have a shirt that says CRS. Yeah, what does CRS stand for? Figure it out. So starting with Malcolm's hand, I know you, and we're going to start with this young lady, and she's going to introduce herself and say where she's from. Okay, and this guy here, who I don't know how he got in here.
Hey.
He doesn't look like anybody in the entertainment business. He looks like a guy from the
hood. Stan's son, okay?
Thank you, okay.
I
recognize you by your hair.
There you go, we
nice
look alike.
Looking lady here who claims that this guy is her husband. Anyway, Raffaella, go.
Raffaella, and you can introduce him and tell us why you're here and what you're promoting.
Yeah, yes. what you have to do with these people.
And we'll just sit back and let you interview and do the show. It's yours.
And I'm going to take a nap. Raffaella, you're on.
My name is Raffaella, and I'm a singer-songwriter.
Whoa, what's your last name?
Cap, but I'm just... Okay. I'm just my performer name? Let's just say I'm Raffaella, you know?
Fine.
One word.
Cool.
Yeah. But, and I'm a singer-songwriter with Enrage Entertainment, and currently in development, working on my first EP, just finished recording my first single and shot a music video, which is now in post-production, and we're anticipating the release of that, which should be very exciting. And it's featuring Chris Redd from Pop Star Never Stop Never Stopping. He raps on my song.
Okay, and who's the character sitting next to you?
And he's also one of the new cast members on SNL.
Wow, okay. That's a big thing. Yeah, that's a big thing.
Yeah.
And who did you bring with you to support you?
To my right are the beautiful team of and the founders of Enrage Entertainment. This is Automatic and Ebony, CEO and VP, and they're also producer and writers for Sony Music.
Yes.
Automatic, is that his name?
Yes.
Is that like a 9mm or a Glock or what? What kind of automatic is it?
He wrote that 2 hours ago. He's been waiting to see it.
You're damn right.
Stan is a comedian.
What the hell?
We love him.
What the hell? And this young lady is?
Ebony.
Hey, thanks for having us, Stan.
She's not Mrs. Automatic?
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Mrs. Automatic.
Yes. I'm the VP at Enrage and also signed to Sony, and we've been working with Raff for just a little while, actually, and getting her project off the ground.
How did you guys meet?
There was a panel that Automatic and I were on for a friend of ours, Angela Hutchison, who is the owner of Breaking Into Hollywood.
Yeah, I met Angela. We had, I think, coffee with your mom.
Yeah.
And she was also a member of the neighborhood, Sherman Oaks Neighborhood Council, which I was at the time.
That's cool.
So we were on a panel, and Maria Kapp, Raff's personal manager. Was
and mother.
I didn't know how to say it was mom.
She was in the audience, and she said, hey, I think these guys might make a good team for Raff, my artist, singer,
I have a question
lady.
For you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we know who your mom is.
Who's sitting in the control room because she
what
doesn't want to come
like
out.
What is it like working? Is it with her? On her behalf, under her, telling you what to do, telling you what not to do. Is she a pain in the ass or is she a good help?
That's New York right there.
Yeah. Right. Well, okay. So, I mean,
Remember, she's listening, and she's about right back.
I should hope she's listening.
Everything that's kind of happened in my life has been, I mean, she's the fire underneath me. You know what I mean?
Whoa.
Like, for instance, this would have never happened if it wasn't for, not, a lot of things would have never happened if it weren't for her. So let's just put it that way.
She's the fire under you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a very, I'm a very motivated and passionate person, but yeah. I get that. I get it from her. Or she doesn't. She's my accountability.
The let me wind, tell you something the, about the her wind mom. Beneath your wings.
Yeah.
Yes.
Her mom is great, and we've been working with Rafaela, developing her vocally, working on her live performance, putting together the hybrid of music that we're combining together for her songs. Her mom is a great marketing genius and comes up with great social networking ideas. So together, we've been sort of building her campaign. Her mom is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you know what? From what I see, couple of years from now, they will be so big, and if we ask them to come on to the show,
we will still.
Oh, we go away.
Give me a pound, Stan. I paid him to say that about 3 minutes ago, but that's
yeah. I have friends in the music industry, and it's changed so much now because yes. it's not producing the CD because you don't really make any. They don't make any money out of it. Everything is touring right now, from what I understand.
A lot of people are sharing. Right? They share music. They want music faster, but you don't make as much money anymore from brick and mortar CDs. So you build your brand.
It's a social network. Isn't it volume?
Yeah. You build your brand. You put out as much singles as you can. Put yourself in demand. People want to see you. They want to buy, you know, T-shirts, hats, the whole bit. It's about selling your brand.
You're wearing a New York Yankees hat.
Yes, I am, sir.
What does that got to
that's
do
with? That's the brand. I'm from Brooklyn. Oh, okay. That's the brand. Yankees and Mets are awesome.
So you're not a Dodger fan?
I'm a Dodger fan to a certain extent because they came from Brooklyn. They'll always be the Brooklyn Dodgers to me.
Well, actually, that's me.
Yeah, I'm older than you guys, so, you know.
Yeah, right. Not older than me, okay?
He clutched his heart.
Right.
You just said there will always be the Dodgers to you, the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Yeah.
I got to tell you a story.
This
is brief.
There you go, Malcolm.
Okay, we can lean back and relax.
In one of my former lives, which was a different occupation altogether, I was visiting this Teamster Union in New Jersey. And this was a lot of years ago. And it was in October. The Dodgers were playing in L.A. Here I am in New Jersey. And one of the Teamster... So imagine a Teamster board meeting. Mm-hmm. Okay, you got it?
Yeah.
I don't have to say anymore.
Yeah,
and one guy says to the other, "Hey, Angelo, what do you think of the Brooklyn Dodgers?" And Angelo says, "Hey, we got a visitor here from L.A. They ain't the Brooklyn Dodgers anymore. Mm. They're the L.A. Dodgers." Mm. And then Angelo says the truth, so help me. "I don't give a fuck what they call them now. To me, they'll always be the Brooklyn Dodgers."
Yes.
End of story.
Okay. Good story, but let me tell you, Stan.
Oh, you want another story?
No, I'm actually going to tag on to your thing.
No, he's our guest. He can tell stories.
Whatever you want.
I like Malcolm. The strength that they possess. That's why we always tag on Brooklyn, right? It's about strength. It's about that inner core. And so that's how the Dodgers began. And when we talk about strength and inner core, the very first song that we're releasing on Rafaela is called Hurricane, and it's about strong women.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
So in the same sense, you've got a girl here from New York City, fantastic, who's got this kind of, she looks little, she's a giant inside.
No, I could see, just tell from the expression and the eyes,
yes.
This is no...
No, this is an Italian chick with a lot of...
I don't impose upon you, but could you do a cappella? Or would you prefer not to at this time?
No, that'd be nice.
I don't know, because I forgot to ask you to bring a CD or a recording.
Yeah.
You forgot? What kind of a producer are you? You forgot to ask them to bring a CD.
Good idea. So they can hear some of the lyrical content.
Okay.
Kick it.
Go.
Go. All right. "What's that you say? You're beautiful, and you like my style. Appearances are trivial, I'm more than meets the eye. So if you're looking for a Barbie, baby, you don't want me. I never play around. There's a name for women like me. Every one of us be knocking you to the ground. Are you listening? I'm a hurricane. One, two times the same.
chilling.
Yeah.
I ain't a cheerleader, I'm a champion. I'm the wind and the rain like the Amazon. Are you listening? I'm a hurricane.
I can just picture it with the background, with the band.
I wish we had a camera that we could zoom in on you to see the enthusiasm on your face and how you lit up. Maria, how did that go? You can say.
Thumbs up.
Oh, she's
she's given two thumbs up.
Oh.
Where was she?
Aaron can put you on the mic if you want.
Two thumbs. I think she's in the back room with what's
his name. Bravo, especially like the percussion from our amazing. Love you, daughter.
So cool. She is awake. I thought she was in the back room with what's his face.
You can't sleep while she's singing.
Okay. Hey. No, I'm only joking. You know, I'm pulling your chain.
I don't have a chain.
You know where that expression comes from, right?
Of course.
Hey, he's from Brooklyn. He knows that expression.
Hey, you're from Brooklyn, yeah.
There's a manual. But anyway, this is... The hurricane song is about strong women.
Yes.
You know, for some reason, when you're in the workforce or you're even with Hillary and all of the stuff that's going on, you see a strong woman.
No politics.
But you see a strong woman, and they always call her Tiger Lady or she's a bitch or blah, 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 and all that. And we just wanted to make another term, you know, for it when you see a woman who's trying to empower herself or trying to get ahead. So we said, let's call it Hurricane.
Yeah. Yeah, but actually, you're late because now at one time they were naming hurricanes only after women.
Were they? Really?
Yeah, but now they have male names. It's fairly recently. It's maybe
about five years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where they
That's
had
true.
Hurricanes after men also.
Remember the Helen Reddy song, I Am Woman?
Yes.
I Am Woman.
I Am Woman, hear me roar.
When it first came out, I mean, she got a lot of bad publicity.
I know.
People trying to put her down. Who the hell is she to, you know, take that kind of attitude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that was, what, 40, 50 years ago?
I know.
Yeah, well anytime a woman takes an attitude and tries to be decisive and direct, they always get a lot of flack. I mean,
but
Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
I mean, Barbara Streisand, oh, she's a bitch to work for.
Yeah.
But if she did the same thing, like as a male director, they say, oh, she's on top of her form.
Exactly. Yentl was freaking incredible. I've seen that movie seven times.
I remember what she said. She said, when I do a show, mm-hmm. I'm out there.
Yeah.
If something goes wrong, they blame Barbara. They blame me. They don't know who my sound man was. They don't know who my lighting person was. They know me, and they blame me.
It's the person at the top that takes the credit and the heat.
Don't forget, Barbara's from Brooklyn, too.
Yeah. Yes.
Barbara Streisand is one of Roth's number one influence there.
Yeah.
Do you love her?
In fact, did you see the book? I don't know what happened. Somebody borrowed it from me, so it disappeared. It was a book about yay thick famous people in the entertainment business that came from Brooklyn.
I've never seen that book before.
I have to find out who borrowed it from me get it back.
Well, when we first started our show, one of our co-hosts, it was called It's Time to Stop the BS.
Yeah.
It was a guy named Phil and Mitch Margo.
Mm-hmm.
Collectively, they're known as the Tokens.
Huh?
Alliance Sleeps Tonight.
That's pretty cool.
Yes. And
tonight we talk to people. You ever hear Phil Margo? Never heard of him. Yeah. Ever hear of the Tokens? Okay. I don't know. Maybe.
Oh.
You ever hear of the song The Lion Sleeps Tonight? I know that one.
Yeah.
And another famous guy that went to our school was, I went to Lincoln High School, was a guy named Neil Sedaka.
Oh, you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And I don't know, they say Neil Diamond went. I'm not sure whether he went to, they say he also went to Erasmus with Streisand.
Well,
yeah.
Danny Kaye, who was way before your time, he went to my high school. He never finished because they kicked him out before he got to his third year, I think.
Danny was very talented because he's also a singer and dancer.
Yeah.
But people don't realize
Underrated guy. Underrated completely.
Well, went to.
You know him.
A
lot of famous comedians came from the Brooklyn high schools.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Buddy Hackett, who is weird.
Oh.
I don't know Buddy Hackett. But he's completely out of control.
And he didn't even talk properly. He had this.
No.
Like, what is it? A lisp or something?
He's got the biggest cheeks in the world.
He had this speech impediment, but it didn't impede what he
did. That was his thing.
Yeah.
That was his thing.
Right.
What do you guys think of Lady Gaga?
I love Lady Gaga.
Well, she's an excellent performer. She's really a talented singer.
She's very talented.
But these cockamamie outfits, I don't think she needs them, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think she's done with that.
She's done with that. She started out with that.
Yeah, she doesn't do that.
And you know how you know she's good?
Tony Bennett straightened her out.
Tony Bennett will go together with her and do those duets,
She's really talented. She has
she
a great voice.
Piano player yeah. first, yes.
She has a great voice, but
she was
said,
doing her Billie Joel voice. Thing for a long time.
But she said
before,
no one paid attention to her.
Yeah, no.
Until she started getting the weird.
You remember Elton John? It's the same thing. He was inspired before he calmed down.
With a meat dress on.
Yeah. But you know the whole saying about hurricanes. We're trying to kind of start something new. So that every time that you know someone sees a powerful woman, they,
is she going
they don't
to
say
try
she's a bitch
to do
or she's a
songs
baby, so.
That other singers have sung?
Well, she's doing covers too.
Yeah,
we always make sure.
Like when what you're trying to do for her, the way you're molding her, mm-hmm. I'm thinking of Alicia Keys and that
sir.
Song.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Whenever I hear it on the radio, I go, "Wow, what a right. performance!"
Yeah.
And I expect to hear you on the radio.
Soon.
What do you think of these shows like America Got Talent or The Voice? I mean, it must be really difficult to get on there, but...
It's difficult. You know what? For us, as Sony Music producers, she's Sony writer, there's a time where you kind of overexpose gifts and talent, and it becomes so diluted, you know, that... people are not excited anymore from someone who may have great talent, just want to express themselves. And now everybody and their grandmother sings, they're coming on the show. It's a little too much in
well,
my opinion.
Well, that's like in L.A., I remember from years ago, mm-hmm. you run into somebody who you like a friend of mine I knew from college, and all of a sudden I meet him out in L.A., I'm writing a screenplay.
Yeah.
And after a while, you know, everybody and his uncle is writing a screenplay.
A singer,
okay?
A rapper, dancer. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
By the way, where can they get hold of you? Your website or?
Inrage.com. Inrage.
Oh, I-N, not E-N. Okay.
Yeah, I-N.
Inrage.
Inrage.com. So, and you'll see the whole
and Rafaela,
we're doing.
How do we reach you?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Okay.
My Facebook is my name, Rafaela. My Twitter,
two F's.
Yeah, RAFFAELA. And my Instagram and Twitter are Ella Bella.
Ella Bella.
So if I write to you, you'll be my friend?
Yeah, of course.
And are you going to
a little bit of Joe Pesci in there. I love it.
Are you going to be appearing anyplace or is it personal appearances or
well, we're
going to
start working on that. We're working on the live performance now,
I
right?
think they're grooming her. They're grooming her.
We're putting the live show together.
When she's ready, so she just doesn't come out with one or two songs. She needs like a whole retinue.
We think. When
you want to join their label? You're a good guy.
That's not my business.
Okay.
Well, you could be. Radio wasn't your business.
Actually, nothing was my business.
I Stan was an actuary when I pulled him out of... the actuarial field.
No, my career is actually more than that.
And created
it was just
him.
One of my things.
Yeah, that's good. That's
you know what? I don't want to take up any of your time, her time.
Yeah.
But if you have nothing to do one day, I'll tell you all of my different careers.
Wow.
Yeah, but some of them you can't share with people.
I can share it with somebody from Brooklyn.
Hey,
from Brooklyn. Yeah.
Chippendales is in there somewhere. So that's.
Hey, the guy's from Brooklyn.
Hey.
Oh, there's a lot. Hey, you know who else is from Brooklyn?
No, who's from Brooklyn?
That fighter, Tyson. We bit
Tyson.
Off the
Mike Tyson. Yes,
he's from Brooklyn.
Bed-Stuy.
No,
you
no.
See, the first thing he said
East
from Tyson
New York.
Is he bit off the ear.
Yeah.
The, you know, that's
killed
what everybody
legacy.
Knows him for.
Killed
but again, you didn't bite off anybody's ear.
No.
Okay?
No, but if you did, you probably could make it. You get all that
marketing tool.
You get all the
more
followers right.
Yeah. A lot quicker.
You hear that, Maria?
Can I call you Raffy?
Yes, Robbie. Of course.
You're a female singer. Who are your favorite female singers? I didn't say singer. You know, that could get you into trouble.
It's tough. I have a lot.
Okay, name six.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, I grew up in the Broadway world, so a lot of my inspirations at first were people like, you know, I loved Idina Menzel, or I loved Barbara Streisand, or I loved...
Well, Menzel, she's more recent.
She's more recent, that's true. But I grew up, I was obsessed as a kid with the Rent CD. That was all I listened to when I was like 10, 11, 12, 13. And that's when she was, that was when she kind of first came out. And then,
Don't do that when you're on camera.
That'll become a meme.
But, maybe that'd be Hello Maria. Hello, Mom.
I mean, I grew up, my dad always talked about the Beatles, always, you know, was obsessed with the Beatles.
Is he in the same business?
He's not. He's in advertising.
It's the same business.
Okay.
That's your business.
He's a commercial writer, too. It's so tough. And currently, I love Katy Perry. I love her. I love Demi Lovato. I think she's incredible. Who else do I love? I love Pat Benatar. She's a from Long Island.
Do you like any men?
Any men. I know that's so tough. I'll be listening to my Spotify in my car, and I'm like,
now,
I listen to few.
What kind of training did you have? Did you have any special training?
Well, I've been singing in regional theater since my first show ever. I was 5 years old in The King and I.
Okay.
And I was a little princess, and that was at a regional theater on Long Island. And then I always took random singing classes. And then when I moved into New York City, and it became a little more serious for me when I was in about high school,
Did you go to Juilliard?
I didn't go to Juilliard, no. I studied with some pretty well-known heavy hitters in New York City. And I went to Cap 21 for 2 years, which it was affiliated with NYU, but it branched out into its own conservatory. And then I studied and trained at the Berkshire Theater Festival in Massachusetts. And where else did I study? I've studied with a few great people out here, and now I've started my journey studying and training with Bruce and Ebony.
Would you like to do any like Broadway type of things or musicals or acting?
I mean, right now I'm trying to just focus on one thing because I want to do it all. You know, I want to be on stage. I want to be in film. I want to have a television career. I want to write it. You know, write music and perform in that
you want
sense
everything.
Too. I do, but I have to figure out where my path is leading me right now, where the most traction is. And for some reason, it just keeps, this is kind of where it's at. So I'm going to focus on this and let this be the beginning of my
guys,
journey.
When she came in, she had all of the discipline that she just talked about. So she came in singing like a Broadway singer. And sang at the back of the back of the theater.
Okay.
Just blasting, just loud. And it was important for us to tell her, in pop music, it's about putting forth your talking, singing voice. So it's the more that you can perfect your own speaking tone, the better pop singer you can
now,
become.
I have a very important question because I'm sitting next to this lady who's sitting next to you, and she hasn't said a word
Ebenezer.
The whole time. So say something.
Yes, let's talk about what we have been helping her do with her voice.
So,
because she's the vocal expert.
Part of it,
USC.
Yes, Trojan, represent one time. School of Music. So part of what we do with Enrage, this is one piece of it, is the development process where we take artists like Roth, who already have a natural talent, like you were talking about in your last show with your last guest. And we take that and we say, how does that fit into the music industry format? What's your sound? What's your look? What's your feel? And we do all that with her and several other artists that we're working with right now. And one of my jobs is vocal coaching because that's my background. I have a degree in voice from USC.
Would you take someone that has absolutely no talent like me and teach me how to sing?
We probably could produce a pretty cool record.
Make
on
a hit on you, brother.
Okay. Because everybody says I have a good voice.
You could be a background singer.
Have you heard of auto-tune today? Amazing things.
Yeah, every time I sing, they say, shut up.
No. If you can match your pitch, then you could have.
I don't think I can match pitch. That's a problem. We're singing on tune.
Yes.
Do you play any instruments?
I did play the piano for 7 years straight, from age 7 to 14. I can read music. If I was disciplined and told myself to play a song, and I was given like a week to learn it, I could do that kind of thing.
Okay, because let's say you get in front of a band.
Yeah.
And you have to read music.
Yeah.
You can.
Absolutely.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah, my mother wanted me to be she was a piano teacher and she wrote, tunes for kids. And I rebelled. I didn't want to. I should have listened to her. Idiot. I should have listened to her.
On top of your other 20 talents.
Yeah, because I was thinking later on when I got older, because when you're young, you're stupid. You really don't know what to do.
When you're young, you're stupid?
Yeah.
When Mike Ace, when I'm old, I'm stupid.
At any rate.
You know what I was thinking? But what, this is important.
We got to wrap up.
Yes.
Yes.
I was thinking if I listened to her and learned how to play the piano like she wanted me to, I could have met a lot of girls. Anyway.
End of story.
Okay. That's probably why you got into music.
Hey. Doesn't everybody.
Anyway. Anything else? Quickly.
Quick.
What do you want to promote?
The clock is running.
Follow us at Enrage Int. Follow Rafaela at Ella Bella and Rafaela on Facebook.
Rafaela, yeah.
And
look out for Hurricane.
Just Google us.
Yes.
Hurricane it is.
We got to have you guys back as you progress and let us know what your progression is. And if you have a CD or something, we'll play it. If you have a video, I don't think we can do the video.
Yeah.
But
we would be honored.
We could definitely do the CD for sure. Say goodbye.
Goodbye. This is Stan Weisleder. We'll see you guys next show
on
next
Malcolm
week.
On Malcolm Digital Radio, the view from over here.
Jesus Christ.
Go, quick.
MalcolmDigitalRadio.com. And don't forget the .com, otherwise you'll never get it. And you can get it wherever you are, whenever you want. You could be on the can. You could be anywhere.
Aaron, cut him off. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap.